I'm wrapped for him.
Yep, sure too. Today announced as the Gold Coast Suns' new senior coach for the next 3 years, I'm led to believe. Stewie's been good enough to join us now. Stewart, congratulations, mate, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks very much, lad.
Well done, Stewie.
Hey, tell us about the process. When did it start? And obviously you found out either yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously the process started sort of post Rod and Ed not getting, I guess, extended. And then from there, it was reasonably casual. And then we had a meeting just after Sydney were bailed out of the finals. So that was my first part of the process. And then again on Monday, a pretty exhaustive process, which was great. It was challenging. I really enjoyed it. I did walk out really confident that I'd done all I can in that meeting to put across who I am and what I'm about. So I think it was a positive meeting, and obviously then references gave a good leg up for me as well.
Congratulations, Stewie. I think in a lot of instances, patience does reward, and I think it will in this particular case. You're ready to go, no question, turnkey go, Bix called it earlier. In your presser, you said you had an eye on the Gold Coast job for some time. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I just think when you're sitting in my spot and you're looking, I guess, for the next challenge, you're always looking at where a spot might open up. And obviously, once early in the season, a lot of the dialogue coming out of here was going that way. You start to take a little bit of interest and just keep an eye on that. That's all. I think it was just looking for an opportunity.
Did it come up in the interview phase about the culture of the Gold Coast style? Is it a problem and is it a consideration? Is it something you need addressing? They've had, three coaches there now? They've had limited success to nil. Is that brought up? Is that a consideration, Dewey?
Yeah, always a consideration, I think. But like anything, Roy, if you look at the downside, you'll never do anything. So certainly with Mark Evans, he's a big lure for me. I think once he became part of the off-field team, I think for a first-time coach like myself to be able to walk in the office every day and see Mark Evans sitting in the top chair as the CEO gives me really good comfort. And he's certainly committed to getting a really good team and get the best people in. And obviously then I'm one of the key drivers to then unite that and move forward.
Look, I know you've only been in the job for a number of hours. Have you made a decision on assistant coaches? Will you bring someone with you? There's a couple of guys there that you know. Matty Primus is one, I'm sure. So when will you start to decide some of those key decisions?
Yeah, so it's been an absolute whirlwind. So I found out yesterday, so we were up in Noosa on holiday.
Lovely.
So I drove down and, 2.5 hours in the car just staring straight ahead. having to meet the board and for that to finally get ticked off, I think it was about 8:30 last night, your head's spinning. So then, today's just been a whirlwind press conference, meeting some of the boys that were here, a lot of the staff. So I haven't actually got to the next piece. I'll be in Melbourne Monday to meet Scotty Clayton, the list manager, and talk an update of where all the trades and options there are. And then I'll come back to the Gold Coast, and then the first priority up here will be to meet those coaches and obviously talk with Mark about where we go.
What's your first job, your first priority? You go back to Blighty, he sacked people. You go back to B. Scott, he talked about the shin boner spirit. We're going to have our new spirit. You go back to Mick Noonan, he took the photos down to Barry Robren. What are you going to do, Dewey? Your first thing, the first Stewart Juice stamp.
I'd like to establish a set of standards that the players are a part of. I certainly think, if I stand up the front and say, do this, do this, do this, you've lost an opportunity for complete buy-in. But also you've lost 40-odd players that can drive those standards and really own them. So I think, firstly with the players, I'm really keen to set up, okay, what does our standards look like? And I've certainly got some clear views on it, but I'm really keen to get the buy-in of the players and get that side of things going. I think that's so important. That's what I've seen in the good cultures that I've been part of. Is certainly not a dictator at the front. It's a certain involvement from everyone across the board.
We said to Ken Hinckley when he was here, he was the last man standing. He said, no, I'm the right man standing. Did it bother you at all that you might not have been their number one pick?
No, not at all. I've certainly been around long enough now to know what processes look like and how they should look like, and certainly wouldn't begrudge anyone to go about a process where they think. And to be fair, this has been quite exhaustive. There's always a target. Sometimes people hit their target, sometimes they don't. But I'm certainly been around the block enough to know that, you know, sometimes you've got to be in the right place at the right time. It's like players going to different clubs and getting to play in premierships on the back of everyone else's hard work. Sometimes you're just in the right place at the right time.
2008. That's
very modest, mate. Very modest.
Hey, you mentioned you're going to catch up with Scotty Clayton. It is a big period coming up, isn't it? Gary Ablett's name, Adam Saad, Brandon Matera, some of those names are going to be front and centre come the trade period. What's the strategy with that in term? Gary Ablett, for example, what do you think might happen there?
Yeah, I think, and now, like I said, it's been a whirlwind and we haven't even touched on this sort of stuff, even with Mark and I, so I don't want to make any grand statements, but obviously he's asked for a trade back to Geelong, and I think the club's been pretty strong on the fact that it's got to be something of value. You can't just let a player like that walk out of the club. But having said that, every year there's changes. Oh, certainly one thing I want to make clear for this footy club is that one player doesn't make the club. It's going to be a collective, and certainly everyone can contribute. So Gary's overseas, once I speak to Scotty Clayton, speak to Gary, I think there'll be more information with that.
When you spit the chewy in the commentary box, will you have your hand over your mouth?
Coach's box.
Or the coach's box.
Oh, try not to spit the chewy, Rowie. I like to think I can... Hopefully, everyone says this, but I guess as a coach in my time, I always get back to what's the player's intention, and I think that can help control some of those emotions. But what I don't know is the pressure that mounts on game day during the week. So we'll see. You can correct me if I look like that and look like a goose, and make sure you ring me up.
I would have said 8 years with Roosie and John Longmire, you would have developed a nice, tough hide, which is certainly what you got, Jude. Hey, great news also, your good mate Joshy Franco down to the Crows as an assistant. If I was a betting man, I thought he would have been joined at the hip with you up there, Dewey.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would have loved that. And then, like I say, timing's everything. Josh was settled in Sydney, and then an opportunity came up to go home. And I know his three boys, you know, the schooling system in Sydney is a real issue. It's so expensive, and it's actually hard to survive up there if you've got more than one child in a really good schooling system. And Josh and Joe certainly value education, and they'll get that opportunity back in Adelaide. So, yeah, I would have loved Josh sitting in my hip pocket, but you never know.
Dewey, all the best, mate. Build the team you want, into what you want. Look, it may take time, and then again, it may not. And everything you touch has turned to gold. Dewey, well done, mate. We'll see you in Shanghai. Ni hao. Dewey.
Yeah, good on you, Stuart. And take your board shorts as well, mate. You'll be up on the beach up there at the Gold Coast. Sounds all right.
Thanks,
Big. See you, Dewey.
Stuart, too. They're great appointment. And as I said before, if you look at the Gold Coast Suns and Brisbane last year, you would have thought two problem children for the AFL. They got Chris Fagan and David Noble up to Brisbane, and they've turned that ship around. Now it's Stuart Dew and Mark Evans at the Gold Coast Suns, and that is
fantastic.
Going a long way to righting that exact same ship as well.